It's real estate update time. Whether you're buying or selling a home, the question is, do you know what you're buying or selling? The exact dimensions of your yard or land you are buying or selling is something a lot of people take for granted. But the expert realtors at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Premier Properties know that it is important to know your property boundaries. Two of our experts, Pat Carley and Deb Clark, say taking a little extra time to figure out where your property ends and your neighbor's begins can save a lot of headache after the sale. So, Pat, what could possibly go wrong if I don't pay attention to the property boundaries?
Well, there's a lot that can go wrong. When you're buying a home on a lot in town, there is a land surveyor who goes out and maps the entire development, and they put down metal stakes on each corner of each lot, and usually with a plastic cap on them. The cap designates who the surveyor was. And these metal stakes are called property pins, and they're on each corner of every lot. So that means the surveyor measured everything and determined where each corner of the lot was. Then the pins aren't down deep. Usually they're less than a foot. So it doesn't seem like a real secure system, especially when people are digging around in gardens and putting out, making lawns and things like that. And it really isn't. Obviously over time, pins can get moved or removed if somebody doesn't know what they mean. And, you know, that's where it can get really tricky, especially, you know, when we've got a 100-year-old house. Yeah. You know, if there's a shared fence or a driveway or a garage, you know, or even sometimes houses can encroach on the line. And if they do, you got a problem because, you know, the solutions are complicated. It's either you sell off part of the property or you move whatever's encroaching. If that's a driveway or a house or a garage, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't ignore it either, because if the lender knows about it, and they will when they do a abstract search, they're going to insist that it gets fixed.
Yeah, that sounds like it can get messy. So, Deb, how can I find out what the property boundaries are?
Well, there are several ways to find property lines. You could, and I'll just mention some of these here. You can use Google Maps, and because Google Maps does have the capability to display property lines, although it is not a guaranteed feature, but it's worth checking into. And you can review your property deed, which will give you a tax description of your property. And this tax description, it'll explain the boundaries of your plot of land. Then there's the old meets and bounds, which is usually found in rural towns or rural properties, and it can be hard to understand because the landmarks may no longer exist. Like maybe there was a huge rock on that corner, or there was a fence that's not there anymore, or a tree that came down. So that's not really reliable. But you can ask for a property survey from your mortgage company. And they will, like Pat said, they, you know, you have to, until you don't get a loan until this thing is taken care of. When it gets right down to it, though, I think the best thing to do is to hire a licensed land surveyor. And this way they can go out and they can check on easements, subdivisions, and other important factors that could affect you, your land, and, you know, what you choose to do with it. And a surveyor, they could go anywhere from, depending upon the lot size, could be anywhere from $400,000. But it'd be well worth your money to have a land surveyor done it.
Do people do this even when they're not looking to sell, just out of curiosity about their property?
Well, I suppose they could. I don't know of any, but, you know, I suppose they could, just so they know, because, you know, like Pat said, you know, you just don't know, well, geez, maybe I want to put a shed here. Well, you better check on that first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would suppose, like, if it's a real property that's been in your family for decades and you don't know the last time that it was done, it might be valuable.
It would be very valuable, especially for farmsteads.
Yeah, Absolutely. When it comes to buying, selling, or even building a home, trust your forever agent at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Premier Properties. Proud to be locally owned, nationally respected, and globally recognized, all while serving the Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, and Lakes region. Work with the best, whether you're a first-time home buyer, expanding your family, or looking to right-size. Connect with one of their talented real estate professionals today. You can visit bhhspreproperties.com, call 701-356-3600, or better yet, just save their numbers in your phone so you've got them handy when you need them. Pat Carley, your phone number, please.
My number is 701-729-6370.
And Deb Clark, your phone number, please.
701-238-5468.
Hey, thank you, ladies. Have a great weekend.
You too.
As well.